All right, you ready?
Yeah, come on.
Now don't get on here and start lying.
Lying? Who lying? We're going to stick to the script.
Marriage No Cap.
What's up, guys? Welcome back to the podcast.
Welcome back, guys. Thanks for joining us.
So today we're going to be talking about communication and comprehension. I felt like this was a really, really important subject because you hear people say all the time, communication is the most important thing. And I really believe that that's false.
Yeah, it's communication is key, of course, but comprehension along with that communication is so important because we've talked about communication on this podcast before.
Yes.
And how it's important for you to set aside time to talk and to build and to plan and to dream and to pray together. And all that's different forms of communication. But there are times when communication alone will not hold up in court.
Exactly.
Comprehension plus the communication is definitely key in the next step in the journey. And we've unlocked so many doors and keys in our relationship because comprehension is now the goal. And we just don't stop at just communication.
So we're going to back up and I'm going to tell you guys a story and the reason why we figured out that this was our issue. Because for so long, we really thought that we had a problem. We thought we had trouble communicating. In reality, it wasn't that we weren't communicating because we were having deep conversations on a regular, normal basis. Mm-hmm. And we would go in and we would talk about things and, you know, whatever else. But we realized it wasn't a problem communicating that we had. It was understanding what we were communicating to each other. So I wanted to tell a quick little story about when we kind of came to the light that, oh, okay, well, we're communicating. We're just not understanding each other on a different level.
Correct.
So you guys already know, I always say all the time, communication is key. But if you want to go to new levels with your spouse or your partner or anybody really in your life, if you want to take that relationship to the next step, you're definitely going to have comprehension. Because you can communicate until you're blue in the face, but until you actually understand what that person is saying, you're not going to be able to receive that communication.
Right.
So one day I had gotten so angry at King. Like I had gotten so mad. And he literally is like one of the only people in this world that can make me so mad that I'm ready to fight. And for him, it's the complete opposite. And so I had gotten so angry at him and he was like, why are you so mad? Why do you get so mad at me? He was like, I don't understand that. I could never get that angry at you. And I said, I get so mad at you because you already know. You should already know. Whatever it is that I got angry about, you should already know not to do that thing. Or, you know, you doing this, 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 and this. Like, you should already know. Like, we're together. You should already know that that's not going to fly with me. And he's like, you know, I made a mistake. So why can't you just forgive me? And I'm like, I can forgive you, but we have to acknowledge that a mistake was made. And it has to be like, we have to have a conversation around it. Because I don't want this to happen again. For him, it was completely different.
And for me, it was like I made a mistake and it wasn't intentional because I do know you.
Right.
I do know you. I do know like how you think and how you move. And I made the decision or I made a mistake not purposely saying, hey, I'm going to do this intentionally to get on her nerves or make her mad. Like that was not my intentions. That was not my thought process. So when I did something wrong, it was like, hey, I didn't intentionally do this. So why are you so mad?
Right.
So that we come from this scenario in opposite ends of the spectrum. And it's like, you know, what do we do? Like, how do we talk about this in a way where we're developing and we are continuing to learn about each other?
Right.
And what came out of that situation was we sit down and we talked and I had to ask the hard question. Like, why are you so mad at me right now? Like what's driving this? What's feeding this? Because you are a lot angry than I think you should be. and I asked that question.
Come on, Debo, stall him out.
And I asked that question and it's funny now, but I asked that question very seriously because yeah. I didn't understand why you thought I was so angry. Cause in my mind and how I think, it was like, look, I didn't do this intentionally. If mm-hmm. I did this intentionally and, you know, you caught me where I was purposely trying to do whatever.
Right.
Then, okay, that's warranted.
Right.
But when I made a mistake, it's like, hey, I made a mistake. Like, I could have made 50 million mistakes. And are you going to react this way every single time I make a mistake? Right. And it was like, I didn't understand because a mistake was made and it wasn't intentional. Mm-hmm. So I'm looking at it like, hey, I didn't make a mistake, like, or I made a mistake and it wasn't intentional. I didn't know what I was doing, you know, throughout this whole time for you to feel this way.
Right.
So what drove that question, it was a tough conversation to have at the time, because I could have asked that question. You could have literally bit my head off.
Right.
Because you were mad. Like, and I understand why you were mad, but I didn't at the time. And I was like, so let's like have a tough conversation for understanding. And right. That's kind of what this topic is, and how you can do that is sometimes you have to ask tough questions to get a tough, real, honest response.
And then, I mean, that really truly only just opens the door so that you can understand that person better.
Right.
Because when we had the conversation and he's like, why are you so mad? I'm like, because you should know better. And he's like, but I would never get that mad at you. I can just brush it off. And I was like, I'm not like you. Like, I don't do that. And he's like, you, somebody else out here in the world, a stranger could do something, you know, not hold the door or whatever, and I can brush it off and just be like, whatever, like they don't know, or, you know, da da da. And I said, it's because they don't know me, but you know me, so you should know better. And then in his mind, he can brush things off that I do because it's me. So he's looking at me and he's like, why are you so mad? It's me. And I'm right. Like, I'm like, no, like, I understand that it's you and you should know better.
Right.
And so we ended up having the conversation, and he broke it down to me to say that he feels as if he can just brush things off whenever he gets, if I do something wrong, he can brush it off with someone else. If someone else does something wrong that he doesn't know, he'll hold that against them.
Because I don't know their intentions. Right. I know your intentions, and I know you wouldn't try to hurt me on purpose.
Right.
So it's like, oh, I know she didn't try to do this for me on purpose, so I can get over it. But somebody else could do the exact same thing. And I'm like, oh, I don't know their intentions. I'm going to keep my guard up because they probably did that to hurt me.
Right. And I'll just brush it off and be like, well, they don't know me, so they don't know that that's going to bother me.
Mm-hmm.
And so because we have figured this out, it has been so much easier for us to communicate. It hasn't been like, you know, we don't ever have any issues ever, ever, ever. But it literally makes things different. It turns things into a different type of situation.
It's simpler. It's simpler. So when we do have a disagreement, we can automatically go to, let's talk about our differences.
Yes.
Let's talk about what makes you feel this way, what's made me feel this way. Knowing that it's not each other.
Mm-hmm. And it's not intentional.
And we don't, and it's not intentional where I'm trying to beat you or you're trying to beat me. Like, mm-hmm. It's not that or whatever. It's like, hey, how do you see it? And then, you know, let's talk about how you see it. And then we can talk about how I see it. And then what we think, because we're not trying to hurt each other. Right. We're trying to be there and support each other and love each other. So it's just taking that, like, it's necessarily emotion out of it and really understanding, like, the numbers behind it, like, right. the details of it.
Right.
And it's really important that we kind of, like, even if, like, I do something and I say something and I might not mean that in that way, in the way where I'm not trying to hurt you, she knows now that, hey, my intentions are you not to hurt you.
Right.
I've made a mistake. I did something wrong, but I didn't do this intentionally. What's happened now is you see past, like, what I just did.
Yes.
And you say, hey, what, like, why'd you say that? Or, like, what made you,
more comfortable.
How do you believe that?
I feel more comfortable now when you do something wrong. I feel more comfortable now because I'm like, it's changed the way that I look at what you've done. So if you do something wrong, instead of, obviously I'm still going to get pissed, but I'll get mad and then I try to look at it in a different way. Like, almost immediately, I'm like, I know he did not do this on purpose. Like, it still pissed me off. Right. And I'm still bring it to you and be like, bro, why did you do this? And he's like, I'm sorry. I truly didn't mean. I know that he's been honest now. He's not trying to play me. And before it was like, he's just going to say sorry. And then he's just going to like do it all over again. But then we also had to have that conversation because you would say sorry in the beginning, whenever we got married, you would say sorry and you didn't actually truly know what you were apologizing for. So you would keep doing it all over again. So you had to learn how to ask me questions like, why did it make you feel this way that I did this? Or what is it that made you so angry? Why I did X, Y, and Z.
Right.
And then because I answered that question, he gets in his mind, oh, okay. So this is the reason why she gets so mad. It's not because she just wants to randomly get mad. And I know he didn't do this to intentionally hurt me.
Right. And it's revelation how we come to those conclusions, because when early on in our marriage, like something happened between us, I would be the one to say, hey, I'm sorry, knowing that I didn't know what I was really apologizing for, mm-hmm. because I was just looking to get it over with. Like, I was like, hey, it's not that important, because that's how I think. It's like, hey, whatever's going on, like, this isn't worth it. Like, I'm going to say I'm sorry first, and we're going to move on. And oftentimes, we didn't get to that level of understanding where I knew what I was apologizing for so we could fix it, or it wouldn't happen again in the future.
Right.
So now, you know, after, you know, being together and learning each other and learning that I did that in the past, I can say, like, I'm not going to be the first one to, that's the first thing I'm not going to say is I'm sorry. Like, I'm apologizing. Like, I want to really understand what made you this way so I can correct that for future reference. Cause like you said, I didn't intentionally do it. So whatever I did, even though it was wrong and it made you feel some type of way, I didn't intentionally do it on purpose. And oftentimes that person doesn't know that they hurt your feelings or made you feel some type of way unless you talk about it.
Right.
Because they obviously aren't intentionally trying to hurt you.
Right. And I think that it's important for you to make the effort to have the conversation, but to also make sure that you're listening to that person to actually comprehend what they're saying and not just reply. Because that's the worst thing you can do, is just talk over someone while they're trying to express how they feel about a certain thing, and then you just want to reply just to get your point across. And I think sometimes whenever we get into disagreements and, you know, we're both trying to get our point across, it doesn't always happen that way. So something that's easiest for us is to go into separate rooms and allow me to cool off, because I'm usually the hot-headed one. And he wants to discuss it right then and there. And I can't do that. I literally cannot do that. I need to be by myself for a second. I need to talk to God for a second so that I can calm myself down, because I know for a fact that I'm a hothead and that I get angry. And so I don't want to say anything that will make him, that I can't take back, number one, and that I will regret. Because if we're being completely honest, yes, I'm a Christian, and yes, I love God, and yes, I read my word every day. Yes, I have a relationship with God, but I still am a hothead.
This is marriage no cap.
This is marriage no cap. Marriage no cap. I am still a hothead, and I still get pissed off, and I still allow my anger to overtake me sometimes. It's just literally, it's life. That's just how it is. And it's not something that we just like always argue and I'm always like just this mean person. It's just the fact that I have a hot head. That's just, it's who I am. It really is who I am.
We are two different people and we think two different ways.
Completely different.
Like one side on the other side. And, you know, I'm more analytical. She's more creative. Mm-hmm. And she's more like, hey, vision and see it and picture it and dream about it. And I'm more like methodically planning, practicing, doing everything.
Mm-hmm.
And that's so different. And so we often think about things and come to we might come to the same conclusion about something, but come at it from a different side of the mountain.
And that's exactly what happens to us all the time. So I'm like trying to get my point across and he's trying to get his point across, and we're literally saying the exact same things in our own ways.
Yep.
And I feel like he should understand me and he feels like I should understand him. And what happens is we get so angry back and forth, and we're going back and forth about it, that towards the end, I'm like, this is exactly like when he stops to try to understand me and I stop to try to understand him, we come to the conclusion that we're both saying the same thing. And there's nothing more frustrating than trying to get your point across to somebody who's saying the exact same thing as you are.
Right.
It is so frustrating. And so what we have learned to do that works for us is for me to cool off and me to be able to calm down, and then us to go in like separate rooms. And then sometimes if we don't come back together in a room where we can actually have an adult conversation because one of us is angry or something else is going on, then we will text. And honestly, we have found that that's the best way for us to get our point across, is to actually text, because not only are you having to think about the words that you're saying, but you're actually typing these words out. And then you have to think about it and send it.
Right.
You have to think about everything that you're writing down, so that you have to really be able to, and then you have to stop and read what the other person is saying.
Right.
So it gives both people a chance to kind of have the conversation without being going at each other. And that's something that has helped us so much, that we rarely ever argue anymore. And when we do, we're able to actually have a conversation in person. But if we're not, we know that we can result back to that.
Right. And it's so simple. And that is like clear everything that you can, like, start putting into practice. Because often when there's disagreement, like, we're humans. Like, mm-hmm. like T said that she's, like, she is, like, angry, hot-headed person. I'm more of a...
Hold on, I didn't say I was an angry person. I just said I was hot-headed
That's the same thing.
It's not.
Is it not?
I'm a happy person. I just get mad sometimes.
But when you get mad, that's, like, let's say you get angry.
So do you.
Right, so I was just about to explain
that. So are you an angry person?
I am. So when I do, when I say that, so when I do get mad, it's I have anger in a different way, and it comes out of me in a different way.
Okay.
And
I got you.
And
listen, I thought you was calling me. I was like, I'm a happy girl. Don't be calling me angry. Don't make me angry and tell me I'm angry. I'm not angry.
and
we saying the same thing just in different ways.
Right. And oftentimes her emotions and feelings come out in a different way than mine. And when we are in those disagreements, they clash mm-hmm. because everything that she's feeling, everything that she sees is different than what I see. And I can experience that. I can't even understand that. I can't even fathom that because of that's her thought process. That's how she's built it up over time. And I love that person, like that person that she is. Like, I love that person. And for her to come up and say this, it's like speaking Chinese when I speak Russian.
Mm-hmm.
Or, you know, I'm speaking English and she's speaking Spanish. And it's just not clashing because everything that I say could make sense to somebody else, but it's not going to make sense to you.
Right.
And what she's saying is not going to make sense to me, but it makes perfect sense to you.
And I think that sometimes people get it twisted. They're like, oh, well, we don't understand each other, so I need to go outside of my relationship and talk to somebody else. And that's such a false narrative. That is only going to bring you closer to that person you're talking to. When the person you need to be communicating with and getting closer to is the person that you're clashing with. But once you unlock that new level of comprehension and you're actually understanding that person, you guys will grow so much more closer. Oh my gosh, I can't even tell you how the reason why we don't argue as much anymore is because we have learned to comprehend each other. We have learned what works for us.
Right.
And this is something that is so powerful and that can be used in like every relationship, because I feel like if you've got a hold of the communication thing, or you guys are just normally having regular talks, because some people have differences in their marriages because y'all forget to talk.
Right.
Y'all just forget to have the freaking conversation.
Because people evolve and they change over time.
And if you're not having the conversation, you're not changing with each other.
Right. And it's one of those things where, like, I'm a different person today than I was on Monday of last week.
Mm-hmm.
And that's because I've had different experiences that shaped my mind and shaped the way I think because of the tough week that I had at work.
Yeah.
Or the tough week I had, you know, going through everything that I went through.
Or because you read your word and it moved and changed something on the inside
and
of
I'm,
you.
And I'm completely different person than I was 6 days ago. Mm-hmm. And like, people are like, oh, you're not the same. You're the same person you was on Monday. No, I am not. I am a totally different person than I was last Monday.
And it may not be something that's a huge drastic change, but change doesn't have to come in large forms. It can come in very small instances.
Yep. And the great thing about that is the small details can make wonders in your life.
Mm-hmm.
And so I've changed in the last 6 weeks, and if I say or something or I do something that offends you or makes you mad or hurts your feelings, I'm not purposely trying to do that. And for you to say like, hey, this made me feel this way. And knowing that we all change and we all evolve, it's a conversation.
Right.
You're not like you're not calling me out on whatever, and I'm not mad at you because of whatever I did and whatever else. Like, it's more of like, hey, this made me feel this way. Why did that make you feel that way? What about that made you feel this way?
Right.
And how can this not happen again? Like, what, I know it hurt your feelings, but what about what happened hurt your feelings in a way where I won't make that same mistake ever.
And how did it make you feel? Because if I say something to you and I'm like, you stupid or something like that, and you're like, don't say that. And I'm like, why? Like, I was just joking. I understand, but coming from you, I want respect.
Right.
And I would expect for you to tell me that I'm smart and to speak life into me. And when it comes from someone that I actually truly love and I care about their opinion, that actually hurts my feelings. It makes me feel bad about myself. And I want to feel good about myself. And I want to hear good things come out of your mouth. Yep. I want to hear how you actually truly feel about me, yep, instead of just joking about, you know, being stupid and whatever else. Mm-hmm. That's why I honestly, truly feel like when you speak over your spouse, it needs to be something lifelike. Mm-hmm. It doesn't need to be something negative, even if you're just kidding. Like, right, you don't need to be like, you're stupid, you're dumb, or, you know, even like,
we just say it all the time, like, you're weak.
You're weak.
Yeah. And we're not saying that anymore.
And we don't say that anymore because we got to a point like where it's like, I remember he said it one night, but when he said it, it was something that was like, it triggered me. And we say it. We used to say it all the time. We used to say it all the time to everything.
Used to scare each other, or mm-hmm, used to say like, "Ah, you're weak. Like, I can't believe you did that."
Right, and it would just be to something, yeah, like small or whatever. And then I just realized one night I was like, "That kind of hurt my feelings a little bit." And he, yeah, was like, "Oh no!" I was like, "I'm like, I know. I'm sorry. I know this is something that we do together." I was like, "But it kind of hurt my feelings." And he was like, all right, we ain't gonna say it no more." But it took us a while to kind of like stop doing it. And then I ended up saying it to him one time, and he was like, "Oh, babe, don't say that to me." And he was like, "That low key kind of hurt my feelings a little bit." And I was like, "For real?" And he was like, "Yeah." And I was like, "Okay, well, thanks for telling me." And not only is it just like, oh, like, you told me, but tell me why it made you feel that way.
And I'll even say this. So you have to be vulnerable in those things and, mm-hmm, being honest and open. So you can say what you just said, that hurt my feelings. And it, like, for me to say that is not an attack on you. It's just, right, it's saying, hey, I feel this way. You can't tell me how to feel or how to comprehend something. It is what it is.
Right.
And because, like, I can take a hot shower and be like, oh, that's not hot to me. That's not even hot to me. But then you get in the shower right after me and you don't turn it down. I'm like, oh my gosh, it's so hot. And it's like,
you can't tell me that that's
not hot. I can't tell you that it's not hot, yeah, because of it's my personal,
you personally feel my personal versus feeling, what I personally feel.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And it's not wrong for you to get in the same shower and say, oh, this is hot. I can't do this.
It's
just a different understanding to something that happened that happened is to be the same.
Yes.
And it's like,
yes,
I can't fault you for
the lady Omarion. Yes.
I can't fault you for saying the shower's too hot when, right, I don't think it's too hot.
Right.
And it's just a discussion like, hey, I'll turn it down or, you know, whatever else, because, right, you have a different feel of what it is.
My skin is more sensitive.
And I can't tell that I can't say that that's right or wrong, because you feel a certain way, and that has to go into every discussion, because you might experience the same thing, mm-hmm, but I can't tell you how to respond or how to go through or navigate the situation based off of how I feel.
Right. You can encourage that person.
You can definitely encourage.
But it's not going to be the exact same. Like, your mindsets are completely different. Yep. And that's the thing, is like, we're best friends. So you would think that we think alike, but we literally think complete opposite.
We do.
We think complete opposite. So to wrap up this episode, because we don't want this to be too long, but we can actually do another one like this if you guys like this type of episode, and you want us to, you know, just kind of do another one like this, we can. Just let us know. But to wrap this episode up, I'm going to go through, we made a list of some ways to communicate with comprehension. So it's not just communicating, because we could tell y'all to talk all day long, but it's not going to matter until you actually comprehend that person. And I hate when someone says, you just have to communicate. How, Sway? How am I supposed to communicate? Give me tools. Give me the things that I need to be able to succeed in the area that you're talking about. So that's what we're going
to
do.
I would say, before you start, mm-hmm, I would say this too, to help out the conversation and to help, like, because I've heard some pastors that we followed and we still listen to, and we, you know, still in contact with, as far as like listening to the sound of their voice because what they preach and what they say. The man has a great responsibility to bring it to the table. Like, it might be an issue that he did wrong, or it's not saying I'm sorry first, but it's saying, hey, let me understand. Because most of the time we're talking about it's the man, you know, missing the mark. And so
at least.
And you can just be open and honest. And it could be work the other way as well. But I feel like in a sense where it is the man's responsibility to keep things in the forefront of your mind and where you can allow this thing to escalate. And
I mean, if anything, it's because he's the lead. He's the lead that's over what, that's the exactly relationship. What I'm getting
to.
Oh, okay.
That's exactly what I'm getting to. Is something happens and there's a disconnect or a discord, like, men, don't let it fester. Don't let it get too far where it gets out of control.
Right.
Be the leader, and it might not be where you did anything wrong and it's something else, but you be the leader and you rectify the situation. You be the leader in saying, we need to fix this.
Yeah. And we need start to have the discussion. Conversation. Yep. We need to communicate. We need to comprehend.
Yes.
And even if it's something that she's like, she's still upset or whatever else, if you need to give her time to cool off, this is what King does. He'll come to me and he'll say, I understand you're mad and it's okay for you to be angry right now, but we're not going to stay this way. I'll be like, whatever, nigga, whatever. And he'll be like, we're not going to stay this way. So what we're going to do is we're going to separate. I'm going to go downstairs. I'm going to go in the office, whatever, whatever. And he's like, whenever you're ready to talk, let's have the discussion. I'll be like, whatever. And then we come back together and we have the discussion. And you know, sometimes even if I feel like I'm still not ready to go in there, sometimes he'll come and check and he'll come and be like, hey, do you, you know, and I'm not about to like throw things at him or curse him out or any of that stuff because he is still king. He is still, you know, head of this relationship. And regardless of what happens, my main goal is for him to never feel like I disrespected him. That breaks my heart more than anything that I have done or maybe he done or whatever else. Because you've probably heard it before, the woman's job is to love, or the man's job is to love his wife. But it's the woman's job to respect her husband. Nowhere in the Bible does it say that the woman is supposed to love the man. It states that the man is supposed to love the woman, and what he wants more than your love is your respect.
In those times where we do disconnect, I know you do it because we've talked about it. We pray. We pray for one another, and we pray for just clarity and understanding of how the situation is. And then if it's, you know, a few minutes, you know, an hour that we're apart, we come back together, like, it's usually with calmer heads, and it's usually to resolve whatever it is, because we've had time to talk to God, and we definitely want to come back together. Like, we're like magnets where we are apart, but as long as we get close enough, we'll get the connection back
good.
Again.
That's good. Okay, so women, I would just encourage you from a woman's standpoint of view to open up and be ready to be vulnerable in that situation. And same with guys, but I would encourage the guys to...
You're going to hear a different perspective. We're so used to, you know, something happening, or we fall down, like brush your knee off and keep going. Mm-hmm. You're going to hear something, you know, you're going to hear it from a different perspective where you probably maybe never heard it before, to a level where you need to understand.
Yes.
And like, oh, because, you know, we have moms and we have sisters sometimes, and it's like, that's a little bit different because you didn't break the barrier of love in that way.
Right.
Where, you know, women think differently, but it's like, how do you see that on a daily basis with your spouse?
Right.
Because your spouse has a different love than your mother or your sister or your, you know, any other female in your family. So you're going to hear something that might not make sense in the beginning, like when she starts to talk or starts to open up to you, because it's just a different way of thinking. Don't be afraid of that. That's okay. And truly understand. Hang in there.
And don't shoot it down.
Exactly.
If she's opening up to you and she's trying to be vulnerable and say, hey, this hurt my feelings because, you know, when I was in second grade, someone said this to me too. And it's something that just, you know, stayed with me, and it always harbored feelings for it. And it really hurts my feelings, and I don't want that to come from you. Then just respect where she's coming from. Don't make fun of it. Don't, just because you don't understand it, don't make fun of her, because it's not something that happens to you in your mind. You know what I mean?
And just because you can't understand it, first off, doesn't mean it's not real. It's not genuine.
Right.
It is very genuine. If she comes to you and says, hey, you hurt my feelings, or you made me feel some type of way, it is true, and it has some meat behind it. So capture that and say, you know, hear it all the way through and go through the process, because there's some truth coming around the corner of why she made you feel that way, even though if you don't understand it right off the gate.
Right. And the same way with a man, because I feel like men are conditioned to not be vulnerable. Mm-hmm. Like, don't open yourselves up. Don't open yourselves to vulnerability. Like, don't share your feelings. And I hate that so bad. I hate that so bad. Tell me how you feel. Yep. Like, I want to know the most inner parts of you, and I want to know how you feel. Why does it make you feel bad whenever I say this? Is it because you felt disrespected? Why did you feel disrespected in that way?
Yep.
Let me know those most vulnerable feelings that you have, and I will protect those.
Yep.
I'm not going to use those against you. I'm not going to abuse those. I am actually going to protect those. So if you tell me that I made you feel a certain way, mm-hmm. because of a certain feeling that you have, I'm going to protect those feelings and never do that again, because I want us to be connected.
Right.
I want us to be close. I want to know those inner parts of you.
Yep.
Okay, so we're going to go through the list. And these are just like some things that have really, really, truly helped us in how to comprehend when you're communicating. So the first one I have is have conversations as adults without arguing surrounding whatever issues you may have, but be sure to listen with intent to understand them. Remember that you love that person.
That's it.
So basically, you can't just be arguing. Like, you need to actually sit down and have a conversation in a space that is open for the both of you guys, and you're able to be vulnerable in communicating.
And there's been times in our relationship where you tell me something and I physically have typed it out on my phone or written it down so I can come back and say, what does this really mean? Like, help me understand this, because I don't understand.
Right.
And we go back to it. Like, after you finish and you keep going, like, we come back to it and we say, hey, I don't understand this.
Right.
Please explain a little bit more, because I missed it.
And no matter how long it takes, you all could be sitting there talking for hours on hours.
Mm-hmm.
But you need to make sure that the conversation is had, because your goal at the end of this is you and your spouse against the problem, not you all against each other.
Exactly.
So number two is communicate often, and not only about the issue in your relationship, but about issues in the world, because that is going to help you better understand your partner and how they think on a regular basis and how they feel about other people. And it's also going to just help you learn and have a better understanding of who they are and how they think on a regular basis.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And because that helps you. Again, you can't just talk when there's something bad going on. Like, mm-hmm. you have to talk about the good things. And when you talk about the good things and you know, you pepper in like some current events or whatever going on, that allows that your spouse to really understand how you think and how you see the world and some of the decisions that you made. Because I know there's a few things that we've talked about here recently. It's like, oh, yeah, I can see how you think that because of what you've said in the past.
Right.
And everything is going to connect, and connect the dots is so key in how things are being delivered and things are being said and things are being received.
And a really good way to like start this, if you guys don't communicate on a regular basis or you don't know what to talk about, is like when you're in the car and you're on a drive, or if y'all are just, even if you're just going to go grab something to eat and you're listening to a podcast, Marriage No Cap, for instance, if you're listening to a podcast, pause the podcast and be like, what do you feel about this? How do you feel about this thing that they're talking yep. about? Like, tell me why. And then ask questions, because you're listening with the intent to see deeper inside that person.
Yep.
Don't just, you know.
There's been so many times where we've done devotions or we've read the same book, and it's like, hey, what did you get out of that chapter? Like, you read it, I read it, we heard the same exact thing. How did you see it? Because that, again, gives you opportunity to see behind the curtain, mm-hmm. and say, what is this person seeing and what are they thinking? Because most of the time, when we listen to podcasts, when we read books, when we, you know, read articles online, she sees something and she's fixated on one part and I'm more fixated on the other part. And it's like, oh, well, you know, I didn't get that from this, and that's right. good insight and mm-hmm. whatever else. But that helps pull back the curtain a little bit to understand, hey, how the inner workings work and what you're really thinking about from day to day.
Most definitely. So talk in the car, talk while you're at dinner, talk, you know, just communicate on a regular basis. And another thing that we love to do is Bible app. You can do devotions together. And mm-hmm. so we'll do devotions together. And at the end of it, it says, discuss it or talk it out. And then you guys can actually say, this is what I got from this devotion. What did you get from it?
Yep.
And then you can discuss each other's point of view.
Yep.
Number three was, when your partner communicates how they feel, ask questions, just like we just said, that will help you better understand the reason why they feel the way they feel. And as a partner who is reciprocating how they feel, remember, it's okay to be vulnerable in that space.
And it's so important. If you don't understand something, say it.
Yes.
Just don't agree or just whatever. If you don't understand, say, hey, I don't understand that. And it's not nothing wrong with that. Like, you can say, hey, I don't understand, I need more clarity around that. You would do that on your job. If your boss says, hey, I need you to do this, and you don't understand the assignment and you have to do it, like, you're going to ask questions. You're going to ask questions to really understand so you can do the job correctly.
Right.
The same way with your spouse. If she says something and you don't comprehend it, say, hey, I don't understand that. Can you explain that in a different way? So, because maybe it can be delivered in a different way where you can receive it.
Right. I understood the assignment.
You was waiting for me to stop talking.
I was waiting. I was trying to be nice. Okay. So that brings us to point number four. This one kind of long, and I don't even know if it's wrote out correctly, so just work with me. Do it surrounding a time and in a healthy mental space, not while one is aggravated, tired, or just got off work, or when you guys just got out of an argument, when you both are in a happy, loving mental space, so that you both can be able to feel your most vulnerable self, so that the solutions are actually created instead of a defense mechanism coming up because you guys just got out of an argument, because someone's tired from work, someone needs to eat. Ladies, make sure you eat before you get in an argument. So you can keep going. So that you can't bring something heavy to that person when something is going on with them. So, like, for example, I am not going to argue with King when he got a low blood sugar. We're not finna get in no argument right now. I am not about to argue with him when he just got off work and he's had like a rough day. And if something is going on with me, I literally will be like, I've done this before. I've been so pissed. When he gets home, it is over. It is over for him. Mm-hmm. And then when he walks in the door, I'm like, hey, how was your day? let me test the waters right quick. Yeah. How was your day? And he's like, man, I had a rough day. And then I'm like, all right, this can wait. I hold this one back for him because I do love him, but we gonna address this. We are definitely going to address this. I will not brush this off because it means that much to me.
Yep.
And so we'll talk about the rough day he had and whatever else, and then I will kind of just gauge where it is and when we need to have the discussion, because not everything needs to be talked about immediately whenever it happens.
It's almost like the thing, like, if you have four or five things in your hands, I can't hand you something else to pick up.
That's good.
And it's like, because either you have to drop the other things and it's going to cause a spill on the floor, or something's going to break because you have to drop something else,
right?
And you really have to almost read the room to say, you know, what's really important at the time. And knowing that, you know, your guys' relationship is so important, but there's other things that could interfere with what's about to happen.
Right. And especially if you have kids, or if one of y'all is sick, or a parent is going through something, or a family member or a friend, or you got church stuff to deal with. Like, depending on what it's surrounding, like, you know what's more important in the relationship. That little petty thing that you wanted to bring up that may have hurt your feelings that you can bring up later, or is it something that they're going through and you want to make sure that you just want to make sure that you're both in a healthy space, a healthy mental space.
Because there's really no time limit on any of this stuff.
Right.
Because you can have something, because I've done this before too. Something happened and it made me feel this type of way. And I didn't have words to formulate it, how I made me feel. Like, why do I feel this way?
Right.
And I remember it being like a week and a half, or almost 2 weeks. And I said, you remember when... blah, blah. You're like, yeah, I remember that. Yeah, I remember. And I'm like, yeah, it made me feel some type of way. I don't know if it hurt my feelings. I don't know if it made me sad, but this is how I can feel. Like, this is what I felt when this happened. And you're like, oh, it's like, it wasn't like, oh, well, you should have brought that to me 2 days ago or whatever else.
Nope. Expiration. It's expired.
And it was just like, oh, I'm sorry that made you feel that way. Like, what made you? And then we started this discussion about that whole process. And it's like, just because it's not brought up right then and there, and you might need time to formalize how you made you feel, because that's so important. Mm-hmm. Like, you just can't say, that hurt my feelings, and then be like, well, what part of it hurt your feelings? I don't know. My feelings are hurt. Like, that's not a good response.
Right.
The response you know, you shouldn't, you sh- and you don't have to, I'm not saying you have to have it all figured out and have the discussion,
right?
But you at least need to be very vulnerable and say, I don't really know, but I know this is how I felt at this moment in time when this was said. And you can talk through it, but right. It's one of those things, like, if you don't feel like you don't know how to formulate that thought or idea or response, don't rush to for that response, and really be honest and open about how that made you feel, because you want that to be like nipped in the bud, like in right. future instances. And so if you say, oh, it made me feel this way and blah, blah, and, you know, I'm sorry, blah, blah, and everything else, like, get to the root of the issue and not really just stay surface level. Like, get to the understanding of, like, hey, this made me feel this way. I don't really know how to formulate it or why it made me feel this way. If I think of something, or, you know, God brings something back to my memory of why I felt, why this made me feel that way, I'll let you know. And you can come back to it at any point in time, because it's important to where it's not, it's an ongoing relationship. It's two-way street. You're staying connected. It's not like you missed your window of opportunity to tell me and you can't tell me ever again.
Right.
Like, you're never closed for your spouse's development.
Mm, that's good. Not me, honey. If something's bothering me, I'm going to tell you almost immediately. Listen, that's the thing, is that, like, you know, if something has happened, I will gauge how you feel. Because this happened, like, a couple months ago. Because you're working from home. You was upstairs. You were working. I was downstairs. I was working. And I don't remember. I really, truly don't remember what happened. But something, I was pissed. I was so mad. I was so mad. And so he comes downstairs and he's like, I'm like, what's wrong? And he's like, I had a rough day. I'm like, let's talk about it. And so we had the conversation and he's like, man, I feel so much better. I'm like, you feel better? And he's like, yeah. I'm like, all right, good. Cause I am pissed. And he's like, oh my God, why? What happened? And we had the discussion and we actually, like, talked about it. And I was so angry that I needed to talk about it immediately. Mm-hmm. So I made sure that everything was clear. That you, let's unpack your hands so I can give this to you, because mm-hmm. what I'm holding is heavy and I need to help you unpack your hands so that you can hold what I have, because this is very heavy and we need to figure out how to juggle this thing and get rid of it together.
Yeah.
And so we did that. And I'm pretty much the complete opposite when it comes to that. So he may need to think about something and then come back to me later and be like, hey, not me. Because if I do that, I will resent whatever it is that's going on.
Yeah.
So I eventually will, you know, I will either tone down the way that I'm feeling. Like, I will think about it and I'll pray about it until I can get to you. Because if something happens and we're not together, I can do that typically. Mm-hmm. I can pray about it and be like, Lord, that just makes me so angry that he did this. And, you know, da 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 da. And sometimes God will talk to me and be like, did he intentionally do that?
Yep.
And I'm like, that's not what you're supposed to be saying. Okay. Strike him down, Lord. So the last point that I have is, don't assume they know or should know just because you all are together, because that will mean that you're both wrong.
Yeah.
And make sure that you forgive quickly.
Yep.
So maybe my last 2 points, yeah, should I say. But I feel like it's so important for you to communicate, have the conversation, and not just assume that he's going to automatically know that this made me mad, because you know me, so you know it's going to be mad. And I hear, like, the little funny videos and the memes and all this other stuff, like, do you know why I'm mad? And then the guy's like, no, I don't know why you're mad. And we're like, well, you should know why I'm mad. So when you figure it out, you come back and da 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 da.
Yeah.
Like, I get, you know, that's funny and whatever else. But in reality, let's be real here. In reality, sometimes life happens. And if someone makes you angry, they're not always going to know that you got angry from that. Mm-hmm. And let's be honest, sometimes you're just overly emotional. And it's fine. That is totally fine to be overly emotional. It happens to all of us. Again, I am a hothead, not on a regular basis. We cleared that up. I'm not an angry person. I'm not an angry person. But when something makes me mad pertaining to my spouse, I feel like he should already know.
Right.
That was going to piss me off. Mm-hmm. But in reality, he has a whole lot of other stuff going on in his life more than me. Not saying that those things are more important, but the last thing he's thinking of is, if I do this, is it going to make her mad? You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And so we can't assume that our spouse is automatically going to know every single little thing that we did without intention is going to make us angry. So we have to learn how to forgive quickly. And I think that that goes back to what we were saying earlier, is when they do something, if you can comprehend the communication that your partner is giving you, then you can learn to forgive a little bit faster. Yep. Because now whenever you do something and it makes me mad, I will be like, okay, I'll talk to God for a second and I'll be like, he literally did not intentionally do this, mm-hmm. but it still made me angry. So we're going to talk about it, but I'm going to have an open and forgiving heart because I know my husband and I know he would not intentionally hurt me. He never means malice towards me.
That's it. And it's one of those things where you can't see the physical barriers or the mental barriers that somebody goes through when they make a decision to do something. And knowing that is like, okay, so tell me, like, how'd you make this mistake? Like, where'd you get it wrong? Like, where'd you miss it at? And allow that person to tell you, like, what happened?
Right.
And you can listen and say, oh, well, I didn't think you were doing that, or this happened, or whatever. And like, it's that simple. It's like, hey, I can't see all the hurdles and the barriers that you fight in your mind.
Mm-hmm.
In your physical presence, as far as like, you know, your day-to-day stuff, and just having overall just grace and love for that person, because, you know, 9 times out of 10 they have no clue that you feel the way you feel, and to the way that it affects you, like, you know, like in a long-term situation, like, hey, I feel this way, I'm angry, it's making me mad, like,
right.
they might think like, oh, she's, you know, she wasn't happy at that point, but she's not angry at the situation. But yet you could be on like DEFCON 10 and you could be really upset, me thinking that you're like at a 3. So it's really like one of those things where it's like you have to be able to just comprehend, like, oh, I understand that he might not understand that I feel this way. Let me just tell him, or let me tell her the way I feel, and just move on and have the discussion.
Right.
Because there's often times where you've been super, super mad. And I'm like, oh, I know she's not happy, but I didn't know that she was this mad. Like, you mad, mad. Right. And I didn't know that. So, but as soon as we can have the discussion and we can understand where you are and where you're coming from, the better conversation that we can have that drives a better result, where we're sorry and we're back together, like, happy ever after again.
Right. Most definitely. So I hope that you guys enjoyed this. We have not been taking questions. I literally was just like, oh, I forgot to I forgot to actually post it. So I am going to post a questions box on Marriage No Cap, and you guys can come in and start asking questions again. We did shut it down for a little bit while we were away, but since we are back, please feel free to go ahead and ask questions. If you want our advice or opinions on anything, or if there is a topic that you guys want us to talk about, please feel free to submit those on the ask box. I probably need to do another one whenever we post this episode, but definitely go ahead and just send a message to Marriage No Cap on Instagram, or you guys can email us. But we appreciate you guys listening in. It has literally blown our minds, the amount of listeners that have came in and downloaded the podcast and are constantly listening every week. We just appreciate you guys so much.
Thank you for everybody that's listening out there. We appreciate the support. Every time that we get a follow, we get a like on the Instagram page, like it, and we see the downloads, and I just hope, you know, you guys are getting so much out of it, because we're putting a lot into it.
Yeah, the downloads has been insane. Insane. Like, it feels like every week we get a new milestone, that there's been so many downloads, and it's mind blowing. It literally is mind blowing. Cause we never started this with the intention to reach like as many people as it's reaching, but right. We just appreciate you guys so much. We appreciate you so, so much. And we are so glad that you guys are here, and we can't wait to be back with you again next week.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks, guys.
You can follow us on Instagram at Marriage No Cap for inspiration to hold you over to the next episode.
Feel free to anonymously submit your questions, because at the end of each episode, we'll pick one question to respond to, letting you know what we do in that situation.
Email us at marriagenocap@gmail.com.
Until next time, guys.
Peace easy.
Oh my God, turn the mic off.